Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle, CBS, WBLQ out there on the East Coast, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body, and I am just so excited about the show today. This is my very first one here of a whole new series, and I've got Dr. Pat in the house to help me break in my brand new show, and of course, we have Benny here.
Howdy.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Taylor.
And Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Can't forget Taylor back there.
That's right. And I usually don't have my back to him.
That's right.
Taylor's got my back.
I know. He does.
Funny. Sorry, Benny.
Just looking for the rim shot as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited about my new show, and Dr. Pat is here, and I'm sure you all know who Dr. Pat is because she normally hosts this show. But in case you don't know, she's actually the person who is responsible for all this. And if it wasn't for Dr. Pat, none of this would be happening. She's the founder of Transformation Talk Radio. She's a fabulous coach, which I can speak about because she's helped me quite a bit with my radio career, and I'm very excited about that. She's a great teacher, a consultant, an internationally recognized radio host. Okay, so there.
Like your glasses.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. They're a little wild, aren't they?
I love it. Well, uh-huh. Yeah, they're a good fit for you.
Yeah. I red know. And tiger.
Exactly. Uh-oh. I hear a music. I hear a song coming from Benny on that one. Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
And you're on your 10th anniversary of doing
this.
Yeah,
we're coming into the 10th year. For those of you out there, Michelle and I are splitting this time spot. And we have a couple of really cool things, too. I mean, we're splitting this time spot, and we'll give you all the details about that. But also, the Dr. Pacho is also going to be adding a time spot on Thursdays at noon. So we're kind of excited about that. This is really an exciting time. I mean, you know, part of this is figuring out, and you know this, mm-hmm. because you started hosting 1 hour a week, just like Laura. Laura's on Monday, right. And Christine's on Friday. And, you know, we start out with this 1 hour a week, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're like, I love this. I love doing this.
Right.
For me, one of the things you said is really important. I want to make sure you guys don't really go through what I went through the first 4 years. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, this was giving birth to this. And we were fortunate enough to start on KKNW, thanks to the program director and his vision, Eric Karima, for coming together and putting together an alternative talk station in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, Eric, good, great idea. What we're doing is we're actually doing that same thing on the East Coast. Right. But it really is part of the vision. It's the excitement of being able to take the message out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And I love you for what you do. Love what you do. And I'm very appreciative of it. Because you
Thank
have
you.
Helped millions and millions of people, actually, with the message. Just this network has helped
yeah.
people with a message of growth and to realize your full potential and and alternative ways of healing and that type of thing. And it's just fabulous, all the people you've had on your show.
Well, I have to tell you that one of the things I really love is, you know, when you guys come on at Host, it's really wonderful working with you. Because I've said this before, you know, this is a radio family. It mm-hmm. really is.
It is.
And, you know, we try to figure out the best ways to get you what you guys want. Mm-hmm. And I have to thank all the stations that have all the folks you mentioned before, and then also our CRN affiliates for really playing with us in a very integrous way. And I have to thank them all. I mean, you know, these are networks that we've been on that have held our rates so that we can continue to buy airtime. And I can't thank them enough for doing that. Because, you know, for those of you out there, given where we are, these are folks that didn't move our rates up, that really didn't get us to a place. Matter of fact.
What?
The mighty WBOQ and the amazing alternative talk KKNW AM 1150. I mean, these guys helped us drop our rates. And so, you know, to do it in a way that made sense for everybody, of course, you have to, if you're like me, you're really got about 10, 15, 20 hours of radio you're doing here. But we want to thank them mm-hmm. because without them, mm-hmm. none of us would be here.
That's true.
We just would not be here. Wouldn't be here.
All right. Salute to everybody.
I got it.
Yeah, we love it. Okay. Well, we got Dr. Pat here. She's going to help me introduce my show.
Tell us about your show.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Michelle Bond Show.
Okay.
Enough about me. They're going to hear me tomorrow.
This is true. My show is called Awaken to a New Reality, and I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And the reason why I wanted to do this show was because I made it my mission after I went through a health challenge myself. And I found out through going through that health challenge that we really don't know what's in the foods we eat. Mm-hmm. We don't know alternative methods or complementary methods of healing. We basically know what we see is the allopathic method, which is good, and it's got its merit and everything. But there are alternatives to that. And so I made it my mission to go out there and educate people about what's really in the food they eat, about alternative and complementary healing modalities so that they could see that they have a choice. And also in the field of human potential. Now, back a few years ago, I guess it was, when was it, 2005, 2006, The mm-hmm. Secret was huge. You know, everybody
yeah,
was buying
yeah,
their
right.
book, The Secret and
right.
all. And it was a bestseller. But then in 2007, after everybody's reading The Secret and thought that was the way to prosperity and wealth and abundance, we had the huge financial downturn. And so people became disillusioned. So what is the secret, the real secret, what is the truth to finding your true potential, to finding abundance and wealth? Because we were put in this earth not to suffer. We were put in this earth to enjoy life and to have abundance and opulence and in whatever way that makes sense to us,
yeah.
you know. And so how do we do that? And so that is why I crafted the show and made it the way it is, so that we talk about all of these subjects, the nutrition, the health and the healing, the complementary and alternative healing modalities, and the field of human potentiality. How do we manifest what we want out of our lives? And so, yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. Somebody asked me a question the other day, and I know you're going to cover a wide range of topics. You're going to mm-hmm. bring a lot of really cool people on the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But somebody asked me a question the other day, and they said to me, because I'm getting out and getting on the other side of the mic, you know, more. Mm-hmm. And they said to me, you know, I've heard you talk about the whole gluten-free thing. You know, how do you know? I mean, what is it all of a sudden? I said, you know, honestly, it's bigger than that for me. I said, mm-hmm. I think gluten-free is just one, it's a label we put on things for people that are sensitive to food. I said, but I don't think it's a mistake that if you find the foods that are not able to go gluten-free, what you're going to find is a whole bunch of mystery ingredients in them.
Right.
Things you can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
Not to mention where those condiments, where those things came from.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, what you're talking about has gotten to be an enormous issue. Because we can't stay on top of this. I mean, even after reading the labels, you think, oh, it's gluten-free. Please, Michelle's going to tell you, don't stop there. Okay? You know, anything that has 16 syllables to it, don't think it's like basil or oregano. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do. Right. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
So a lot of these foods and a lot of things that we talk, we don't even understand the mix for things.
Right.
Why, if you put this with this, it could cause inflammation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I honor about what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're going to teach people a method. You know, it's not just about reading the labels, which I think everybody should read.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, when you don't think you're eating sugar, high fructose corn syrup, okay, yeah. You have to understand what that is.
Yeah,
and what
does it mean? Right. Right. And so I have segments in the show, and one of them is called What the Bleep. And I did this segment so that I could talk about things like high fructose corn syrup,
yeah,
and what are, how's it hidden in the foods? What's the other code names? And things like soy, and how's that hidden? What's the other code names? And things like that. So it educates the listeners so that then they can turn around and make smart choices when they go to buy their food.
You know how fast the world is changing?
So fast.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I'm having a moment right now. I'm sitting here. We know this show's going across multiple networks, multiple countries. But you know what I'm really struck by?
What?
This pen.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here on a thing that is as thick as maybe, I don't know what. What is that? A quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm poking at it, connecting with people across the globe.
That's amazing.
Where did this come from?
Well, it's a...
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to bring in my... And this has happened so quickly, right? And I'm holding up a stylus pen for those of you that are watching on the camera. This is a stylus pen, which
lovely purple
is,
one.
It's a lovely purple one. I love the purple one. Mm-hmm. But it's all about being able to use a tablet.
Right.
Now, this is the world we're living in. So we can be connected. And, you know, we can be part of educating and informing. Now, clearly, this is your venue. And part of what we're going to talk about today is how this has come to be for you, what the Bond method is, mm-hmm, what your show is going to consist of. When are you going to do the bleeps segment? When's that going to happen?
Later on? We're going to do it when we come back from our break.
Okay.
We have to take a short break here.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, because Benny's watching.
Listen to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW.
I bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sit quietly.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest. Agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down.
Hello, welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, waking to a new reality on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle. I'm here with Dr. Pat, and we're talking about my new show. And one of the things that I do in my show is I do different segments. And one of the segments that I do is What the Bleep Is That?
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
And what I'm going to talk about is asparagus. Now, asparagus is not so weird, but what asparagus is really good for is alkalizing the system. And so what you want to do is you want to take your asparagus and cook it, then put it in a blender, add some water so you can blend it up really, really good.
How much do you have to cook them?
Oh, just get a bunch. Oh, how long?
Yeah, because okay. I don't until like tender. I don't like them really cooked, like mushy.
Yeah, well, this, you
have to know,
tender.
I grew up with asparagus in the can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything came in the can.
Yeah, everything did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those days. So it still does.
Okay.
Okay, but what you do is you just take it until tender.
Yeah.
You know, and you break the stalks. You know, when you buy the fresh asparagus, you break the stalks, and where they break off, the hard part you throw away and the other part. Don't cut it, because what happens if you cut it is you'll still get some of the hard stuff and it'll be all stringy and you won't like it.
That's right. And it's a natural break.
Yeah, it's a natural break. So wherever it breaks
Michelle, on her next show, she's going to bring in asparagus in the studio and you can watch her on camera how to do this.
Yeah. So you steam it. It takes about 10, 12 minutes, something like that, you know, until it's tender. Then you throw it in the blender with some water so you can, you know, make it like a puree. So it's like a smoothie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Yum.
Yum.
And then you eat 4 tablespoons of that in the morning and 4 tablespoons in the evening. And you do this
What do you add to it? Nothing. Can you add anything? Just asparagus?
Yeah, just asparagus. Okay. If you want, you could add a little, you know, sea salt or something
like that.
You know, Himalayan salt. It's got some
that would work for me.
Yeah, yeah. But you really don't need to add anything unless you want to. So you eat it like that. So 4 tablespoons in the morning and 4 tablespoons in the evening. And you do this for a month. And then you repeat it every 6 months. And what this does is this will help to alkaline the system. Asparagus has got a lot of vitamin A, and it also has iodine in it. And
really?
Yes. And this helps get rid of candida and fungus.
Wow.
Okay. And so that's very important, because most cancers are caused from fungus.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, a lot of people don't.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And so, and candida, we have people, I mean, every client that I have has candida overgrowth. I mean, candida is a natural yeast that's in your digestive system to begin with. But when it becomes a problem is when it gets overgrown, and then you get yeast infections, it causes a fungus that can turn into cancer if left unchecked, especially if it gets into the bloodstream and your organs.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you want to do this. And not only will it help with the candida, but also it creates an environment in your flora, in your intestines, that won't allow parasites.
Okay. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you did it raw, Does it have the same effect? Like if I blanch them and then put them in, I have like a food processor job. Mm-hmm. And if I did that, does it have the same effect, or do you actually have to cook them through?
You have to cook them.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay. So you have to do that.
It's a different effect. And I think that's important to say.
Yeah,
because a lot of people are listening and say, I just eat, a stick of asparagus.
Yes, no, you got to cook it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some foods that you get more nutritional value out of them if you cook them.
Okay. Yeah.
So the complete raw diet isn't completely the way to go with everything, because there's like
legumes. You just have to know.
Yeah, you have to know.
So, okay. Like tomatoes, I didn't know that.
Yeah, tomatoes need to be cooked slightly because you can get more lectopene out of them that way than eating them raw.
No kidding.
No kidding. Things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you learn something new. See? Yeah. So if you do that, so the asparagus helps with alkalizing the system, which makes then your gut flora more, parasites can't really live in that, mm-hmm. in that alkaline system. And it gets rid of the fungus, too. Mm. So you're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Interesting statistics on parasites in the system, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
These days. I hope you'll do a show on that little baby.
Well, yeah, because guess what? A lot of people who have cancer have parasites as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. This knowledge has been around for a while, but it's not out there. And so, yeah.
Nothing to get your immune system cranking than a few parasites, though. I mean, think about it, right?
Right, right.
No kidding. I mean, think about what your immune system has to do with that.
Right, right. You know, and we're exposed to them all the time.
Oh, yes, we
you
are.
Know, and some people get them and some people don't. And why do some people get them and some people don't? Well, the people who get them have a flora that, is a set that they like to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like to live in alkaline stomachs. And it's just like, I have a compost pile that I have in one of those barrels that you turn around, you fill it, and then you put your plant material in there, and then you spin it,
Mm-hmm.
So it's not on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I made this bunch of compost, and I did not put any worms or anything in it. And when it was done, I opened up the bin, and there's a bunch of worms in there. Now, it was off the ground, so it's not like the worms knew to crawl up into this compost. It's like, where they come from. Well, in the compost, I had the perfect environment to breed worms, and so they bred.
Mm-hmm.
And, thank God they're good worms, good for the soil and on like that. But it's the same principle, with the gut flora. So we're exposed to the parasites, and we're exposed to fungus and that type of thing all the time. But if our stomach is not in an environment, it's conducive to them, then you won't get them.
Well, there we go. It's kind of like a lot of things, right?
Right.
And that's what your show is going to be about. It's really going to talk about some practical ways for people, to be able to make these changes. I mean, think about how easy this would be. Mm-hmm. Cooking asparagus, right?
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then blending them and eating what? What did you say?
Four tablespoons.
Right. In the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening. Because in the evening, that's when the nutrients really start to work.
Yeah.
And for those of you out there, if you're wondering, I can't eat late at night. I was told not to eat late at night. Actually, we're getting some new information about the eating late at night thing. I think what they meant, do not eat a gallon of ice cream at night. But I don't even know what Michelle would say about that. But aren't we learning some new information about eating at night and what that's all about?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing of it is that this culture here in the United States, we do eat earlier than the Europeans.
We really do.
We really do.
We really do.
Yeah. And if you go to Europe, I mean, they're eating
all day long.
Yeah. All day long.
Yeah. We're eating all day long.
Yeah. And they're not obese.
No. But they really are eating at night. I mean, this, so we're not really talking about, we're going to have a little snack at night.
Right.
They eat late.
They eat dinner. And in fact, I traveled to Italy and met some locals, and they invited us over for dinner at midnight.
Ah, that's right.
And we're having the prosciutto, the
really
salami
good.
And all that kind of stuff, all the hard cheeses, and then they had cheese fondue afterwards. And this is at midnight, and they were skinny people, So
you're going to talk about
that
as well. You're going to talk about that mix as well.
Yeah.
Part of this is also talking to folks about the Bond method, which we'll talk about, when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
What excites you most about this? What has really, got you completely jazzed about being able to take this message out, Michelle? I mean, for a lot of folks, they hear both of us on air. I get excited about what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell.
I mean, who knew? Asparagus, really?
Right.
I didn't know that. And, you know, if I didn't ask you that question, I'd have been, like, grinding them up raw, thinking I'm doing it. I'm doing the Bond method here, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to cook them. Yeah. Yeah, well, what excites me about doing this is when I see that it actually helps people. That's what excites me. And when I get new information that I can share, because I've got experts on my show and, you know, leading in nutrition, leading experts in healing and health and alternative medicine modalities and complementary medicine modalities and leaders in the human potential field. And I'm learning from them every day. And that's very exciting to me. And then I get to share that with my clients and share it with my audience and help people. And that's what gets me going. That's what gets me jazzed.
Well, and it's interesting because you're exploring a whole system.
Mm-hmm.
A whole system. And, you know, I was, you know, maybe a little tongue in cheek earlier about gluten, but we now live in a system where our food, our water, there's so much out there now that's part of a bigger system of things. And there are some things we went through this with the dog contamination of the dog food, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. We went through this. As a matter of fact, really weird. Somebody said to me that the World War Z movie that's out there was based on the premise that we can't pinpoint where things come from. Mm. Even to this day, we still don't really know where the sources of that came from. And we live in a world now where we're getting things from all over.
Yeah.
And we're not even sure of the transportation mode of food and drinks and things like that.
Well, that's another factor to figure into it as well. And when you're getting things from other countries, you're not sure what pesticides and insecticides and fungi, you know, all that that's going in there.
But, yeah.
You know, you get heavy metal poisonings and toxicity and things. So, yeah, it's huge. The issue's huge. And with the world that we live in now, with the information and technology, which we're living in the age of information and technology, we're getting all this information at a very rapid rate, but it's great. Well, we've got to take another quick break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle, CBS, WBLQ, Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, and Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Dr. Pat here in the house introducing my new show.
Bam!
Yes, I'm very excited to have you here. Okay, we have been talking about the show in different segments, and there is another segment that I do on the show. And this other segment helps people, if they will take the philosophy and apply it to their lives, it will help them manifest whatever it is they want. And so this is like the secret to the secret, okay, on how to manifest your life. So I think that might be a good time for us to
play the philosophy segment. Well, and you're going to do this, you know, each show. You're going to have what the
bleep.
Yep. And this
philosophy tip.
Yeah. And I think this is really good because, you know, you and I were talking during the break about having a system, right? And I think we're learning about the power of a system. You know, faith without works doesn't work.
Right.
You know, if it, you could have all the faith in the world, but if you're not off your couch and putting one foot in front of the other, you know, the universe is a little bit confused about how to help you. And so part of the philosophy part is understanding the actions that you can take today.
Right. And that's the reason why I developed the Bond method, because.
Good.
Yes, because.
And we'll talk about that.
Yes. And so remind me to talk about how the spirit fits in with the body.
I will.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day, thank you, Benny, comes from the Saint Germain Foundation, and this is from the book The Ascended Master Instruction, Discourse 11, and it is from the beloved Master, Ascended Master Saint Germain. And this is what he says about determination and divine will. One of the greatest and mightiest simple truths is to know that an unyielding determination for any specific accomplishment is the open doorway by which the inner strength flows out to its accomplishment. In our present era of activity, I think it is very well that students should understand that what has always been termed will by the instructors is but determination to hold the light in that ever-sustaining presence. I have observed so often that, like many other expressions used, the word will is not understood. There is only one will that can be used, and that is the divine will. If we take a firm, unyielding determination to accept nothing but the mighty presence of God and that activity of the light, we are drawing into powerful action the divine will. However, I think it is much more readily understood by using this term determination, for that cannot be misunderstood. This, I am sure, will help greatly the students that come under this radiation. There is only one energy that can be used, and that is the life principle in the individual, which is God's energy. Please understand. Therefore, when individuals aim through the attention and determination to use this energy constructively, then they have entered into the fullness of the outer activity that will loose the inner activity to do the work. Students so often unknowingly drop into the mental attitude that they of the outer have to do certain things when the true activity is but to keep the attention centered upon that mighty inner God power, which is the only presence that can ever achieve any permanent results. The certain victory is the conscious use of decreeing, backed up by the conscious determination, is an invincible power and cannot be interfered with when the determination is held unyieldingly. Everyone knows what determination means, leaving no wavering or questioning in the mind. But to most people, the word will leaves a peculiar sense of vacancy in the consciousness because of the uncertainty of just what it means in the individual's activity and use. I want this to be very clear and definite, for it is the stumbling block over which many trip. So the point is that you need to get out of the way. The outer or the human has got to get out of the way and let the divine presence or your higher power come and work through you. And that, if you do that.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because if anybody out there knows the philosopher and actually a woman that is really credited with the New Thought movement, Emma Curtis Hopkins, mm-hmm. created covenants. And the covenants are not about doing.
Right.
They're really fascinating when you read them. And I'm actually going to do a show about them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are when you and her language is this. You certainly when she says you covenant with the Holy Spirit, you know, she's talking about her philosophy of what the Holy Spirit is. And honestly, if you want to figure that out, you got to read her books. But she says that, you know, one of the covenants is I covenant with the Holy Spirit for my prosperity and I do nothing for my prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fabulous. She's not saying that you don't do things. She's saying when you have this agreement with spirit, whatever the spirit is, the God of your choice, and you are putting one foot in front of the other, you don't have to intervene,
right.
especially with those things you have no control over. And, you know, the question is, what else is possible here? And what you talked about is being awake enough and aware enough and open enough to hear that inner voice,
mm-hmm.
because it's always trying to get our dang attention.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? We've got this powerful inner voice, powerful, that's trying to tell us 24/7. And our minds are taking up so much noise and chatter about what's not possible that we just don't hear the simple messages.
Yeah, we don't. And then that's why we don't manifest, because we have to learn to work with the energy. We have to learn to train the mind to shut up. And that's what these philosophy tips do, is they teach you how to do that. And once you get out of the way and let spirit work through you, because spirit wants to work through you. It's always trying to work through you. But we're the ones who block it and get in the way, and we go off and we do these things. We're self-sabotaging ourselves all
right.
the time, you know. And I've been doing this for years. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for over 20 years. Actually, I've discovered Deepak Chopra in 2003 and started doing his meditation in 2003. So this
mm-hmm.
is my 20-year anniversary for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing yoga since then. And then I was, prior to that, I was doing nutrition and all because of being a professional dancer. So the nutritional side of it, I've been doing, well, most of my life, which would be about 40 years. And I haven't always done the right things. But, you know, this is really something here. This Saint Germain, the teachings here, and like you said, the covenant. The teachings are out there. We just have to listen to them. And
and
people who manifest, you know, you can manifest in two different ways. You can manifest by going out there with the old paradigm shift, and we've gone into a new paradigm shift since 2012, but with the old paradigm shift of working hard, neglecting your family, neglecting your wife, neglecting your kids or your significant other or whatever, neglecting your body, pushing yourselves, not eating correctly, and the goal becomes the all-consuming thing. And all you end up with is emotionally bankrupt and your
right.
health's bankrupt, and then you try to go and hire doctors or whatever to try to fix you. You spend all the money that you just made on trying to get
That's right.
Right. Or you can choose to do it the other way, and that is to let spirit come through, because spirit wants us to succeed. Spirit wants us to be opulent. That's what it
That's
is.
That's right.
You know?
Right, right, because that's the very nature of it. Now, tell us how the bond method is going to bring all this together.
Okay, because the bond method is bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm.
And so in order for you to realize your true potential, you need to have a healthy body. Because
right.
what happens is when your body's not healthy, then your mind is constantly going. The body wants to balance itself, and so you become preoccupied with trying to get well. And that's where your mind is usually going, subconsciously as well as consciously.
That's
you
right.
know? And you try to forget about it and put it aside. But it still subconsciously is going to go there.
Yeah, and because so, you're sitting here saying, I don't feel well. I don't feel right. well. I'm not well. I've got this thing. I'm not well.
Right.
This is what's going on.
And then you don't have the energy either to go out and do the things necessary, right? To,
that's right.
To fill your purpose. So that's got to be taken care of. And we have, like I've been saying, and a lot of other people have been saying, since 2012, we have shifted into a new paradigm. We've actually shifted into a different dimension. We are in the fourth dimension, which is the dimension of the heart, which is the dimension of love, which is the dimension of the spirit. We have been in the third dimension, and the third dimension is the dimension of the body, okay? And it's all about the physical, and it's all about not the body not feeling good. And so if you want to evolve to the higher dimension, yeah. the fourth dimension, the body's got to be taken care of so that your mind's not constantly going there, so that your mind can be free.
You know what's interesting? Here, let me just share this little quick tidbit because this is really fascinating. I have a friend that has been wheelchair bound for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Had an accident and mm-hmm. fell through the roof and, you know, ended up in a wheelchair. And she really has changed the whole paradigm about what it means, first of all, to be in a wheelchair. But the other thing I noticed about her, and this is what I've seen here recently, is what she's done about her body. Now, up until a few years ago, nobody understood what resistance bands were. And she's actually the one that helped me when I couldn't physically be in the gym.
Mm.
And I got this big bag of resistance bands and boxing gloves. And I learned how to be in a wheelchair like she was, because this is what she would do. She'd make me sit down and work out. And she showed me her workout program in a wheelchair. Blew me away.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Oh, my God. She actually had her wheelchair adjusted to put a bar in it, right, so that she could work with her bands.
Mm-hmm.
So she could do everything from shoulder press. I mean, honestly, her upper body would put all of us to shame. All of us to shame. But it was interesting. And by the way, boxing, you could box sitting down. She blew away the doors on this. And so what it helped me realize is the stories that we tell ourselves about what we can't do.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy what we tell ourselves. And she basically had me come over and said, you know what? You got to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop making excuses, girl, and you need to get yourself moving. And I thought that's fascinating because we do tell stories about what we can eat, what we can't eat, what we can move, what we can't move, how much pain we're in, how much pain we're not in. And she told me a funny story that the first time she tried to do these exercises before she had a wheelchair.
Right.
Yep. And she said, I was doing this one day, and I stretched that band, and I ended up flying across the room in my wheelchair. And she said, it was the funniest thing you ever saw. And she said, what do you think the lesson is? I said, I don't know. Is it really deep? She said, here's the lesson. Lock the wheels on your wheelchair.
I love that. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality on KKNW.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Oh, I'm newly calibrated. All shiny and clean. I'm your recent adaptation. Time to redefine me. Let the word out.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality on 1150 AM KKNW CBS. WBLQ, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, and any of the other affiliates that will pick the show up, especially to our buddies over in Australia that will be picking the show up as well. Good day.
Cool. Yeah. I love Australia. Yeah. I love the accent.
Yeah, good day.
Good day. Did we do that well?
No, we did not.
Probably not.
We did not. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, why you decided to develop the Bond Method and how this is going to work to help people. And don't forget to say hi to the eagle out there.
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful?
That eagle is absolutely beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah. The last time I saw an eagle was in Alaska, and that was the first time in Alaska.
And look, here you are.
Yes, and here I am.
You could save the airfare.
Yeah, sitting here in a radio studio in Seattle. Watching the eagle. The reason why I developed the Bond Method is because, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, for many, many years, and it goes back. And I've seen a lot of things that worked, and I've seen and experienced myself a lot of things that don't work. And so I decided to develop this method to give people things that, in my experience and working with my clients and on like that works.
Yeah.
Okay. To help them bring together as a whole package their mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
Because it is a whole package. You can't have one without the other. And they all need to be in line together. A lot of people think that the way to enlightenment is to leave the body. And that's not really true. The way to enlightenment is to work with the body, because the soul is placed on this earth. You're placed on this earth in this body to reach enlightenment, whatever, however that looks to you. And we all have lessons. I know you don't like to use that term, but we all have lessons. We have lessons. And our soul was put on this earth to learn certain lessons. Now, you know, of course, you've got lessons from your past life, but that doesn't matter. What matters is now.
Mm-hmm.
What were you put on this earth to learn now so that your soul can evolve and can become enlightened?
Yeah.
And so I came up with this program because, number one, it can help you find out what your individual lesson is and how do you learn it. And once you learn that lesson, then guess what? Your issues pretty much fall away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that I don't mind the term lessons. Here's what I took objection to, and I think this is the difference between what you do and what other folks do, is we use the term lessons to explain the hardships that people have in life. You know, my friend, You know, all you need to do is say, you know what? You fell through that that sheetrock up in your attic and are now crippled. This would be her talking. Because you know what? You needed to learn a lesson. That's what I object to.
Mm-hmm.
That right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what we're talking about is if we have that inner wisdom, which is a kind, gentle wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that inner wisdom, energy, guidance is going to want to, you know, do things like that for us.
No, that would be like the outer body.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So what you're talking about is you're talking about learning so that we can get to the next level of vibration of our lives.
Right. And in the energy, and this is the time to be doing this. And this is the other thing, too, since the shift in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now I see that the energies come forth where we can help people. The whole point is to help people adjust to the new paradigm shift, to be able to evolve into the fourth dimension.
Well, that's why you're saying yes.
Yes.
You know, you're saying yes to a bigger life that is in service of more people.
Right. And that so what happens is you've got your vocation and you have your provocation, right? So your vocation is what you do for a living. And that's very important because you have to do that, right? But how do you do that vocation and make it, turn it into your path, your dharma, your mm-hmm. purpose in life? And how do you do that? And so we need accountants. We need people in the corporate world. We need all these, you know, we need people to grow our food. We need all that.
Yep.
But how do you take that and turn it into your dharma, your purpose? How do you elevate that to the higher level and make it work in the fourth dimension? And so that's what this is all about. So you have the mind, body, and spirit all coming together, but mm-hmm. no one body is alike. So no one soul has the same lesson that they're supposed to learn in life. We're all different, you know, and no one body's alike. So what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. So what I've done is I've come up with customized plans for nutrition and lifestyle choices, and exercise and things like that, that can help you specifically do what you need to do to get your body healthy, to keep your body healthy, so that you can be in service to your spirit.
Well, I love this, and I love that you're talking about not doing a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, no.
It is such a thing that has never worked for you. You know, I think I talked once before about a show that I did where how much money I spent on these custom off-the-shelf coaching things.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Everybody's different. So thank you for honoring that.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you. Yeah, I mean, for bringing that up, because it's true. And, you know, I've been there, done that. I've done the same thing. You know? That's how I know it doesn't work.
Yeah, I remember one of my coaches saying to me, you know, one of the things I want you to do is play basketball. I said, dude, I'm like short.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, but I give these basketball. I said, but okay, can I do something else? I can play table tennis. No, you have to do basketball. Have you ever seen it? You should see me play basketball.
Well, we're about the same size, so I can imagine.
That is an embarrassment.
That never stops, Spud Webb. By the way, just to let you know, there's still hope for you, too.
Is there? Is there?
Thank you. I mean, in dribbling the ball, that's about all I could do. But shooting, dumping that ball into the hoop or whatever, forget it. You know, you're up against all these tall people. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy.
It's not even fun.
No, it's not fun for me either.
I can go lower. Muggsy Bogues was 5'3".
Thank you.
So,
okay.
Like I said.
All right. Well,
he made a good professional career.
All right. Well, this is true. Okay. You make a very good point, Benny.
He makes
you know
a
what
good
the
point.
Deal
See,
is?
I had my limitation.
We don't want to do it.
We don't want to do it. Forget about the excuses.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's right. Because this is us. We make excuses. But, you know, you're gonna cover this on your show, right?
Right, exactly.
But give me a table. Give me a ping pong paddle and a ping pong table, and I'm in happy.
You know.
I'm in ping pong heaven.
That's great. I'm not so good with that. Anything that has to do with the ball, I'm not so good at sport. I can swim. I can run, but I don't really like it. I can do yoga. I can dance. That's my deal.
Okay. There you go. What a great show. Thank you, Michelle, for doing this.
Thank you.
This is fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Patton. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to the listeners for listening in. We've got to go, but join me. Okay. Yeah. So join me. Thanks, Benny. Every Tuesday at, well, here on the West Coast. I do a show at 2 o'clock every Tuesday. And then I'm going to be doing Dr. Pat's show, this show. We're going to be doing it next week. I'll be here. And then after that, it's going to be the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Because we're sharing that spot.
Yes, we're sharing that spot.
That's
right. I'm
very
happy to share it.
That's right.
I feel honored.
That's right. And because it's an important topic that, you know what? You got to bring in the experts to talk about the hard stuff. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. You can find me at themichellebondshow.com. So stay tuned and listen to the next segment that's coming up. And make sure you tune in.
Live with a deal.
Yeah. Okay. And make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock today.
All right.
All right.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one.